Hi, this is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. It's fall. It's official. The world is turning. Our tiny blue planet is always turning, actually, just like our hearts are always pumping. Our planet is kind of like a human body. It keeps going, despite all of the activities that ultimately harm it. I worry. That's my job. I think too much. That's my problem. On a gorgeous fall day, though, in the woods, it's easy to not worry. As long as your woodshed is full, or your fuel supply is fat city, as it were, you don't have much to worry about. Oh yeah, there's bills and machines and all sorts of other things, but once winter hits, warmth is life. And if you have the means to keep warm, you've got a big worry taken care of. Winter just ended, it seems, and it was a record-breaking winter in many statistical categories, breaking the long-term cold, low-temperature run that had been in effect since 1936 was a high point. Are you ready? I'm not. Here in the backyard, summer felt like it lasted all of about 4 weeks. 3 of those weeks were thick with mosquitoes. I know, it's been months. But geez, it sure doesn't feel like that. And everybody I talk to feels the same way. We didn't have enough sun and we didn't have enough heat. The garden didn't get a chance to finish up this year. I was busy for a while trying to cover everything, but that doesn't always work. But gardeners are an optimistic bunch. I dug up the garlic and the onions and brought in the cucumbers and peppers and tomatoes, and also the pumpkins and zucchinis. Speaking of zucchini, my friend Gus, you hear him on Lake County Journal, he had some good ideas for repurposing giant zucchini. This is a good exercise for all of you out there trying to recycle and reuse. How can you use all of the giant zucchini? Here's a few thoughts that we came up with. Doorstop, bludgeon, plumb bob, tire chalk, pothole filler, boat anchor, dugout canoes for rodents, baby dolls for Christmas gifts, zucchini curling. And best of all, you can fill up the truck bed for winter and have great traction. Too bad we don't all keep a pig in our backyards. He or she would be a great solution to the giant zucchini problem. Other than putting the garden to bed and splitting wood, September is a month busy with cold weather preparation. Fruit trees have to be wrapped so rodents don't eat off the bark. If you have white-tailed deer in your backyard, any trees or shrubs that are near and dear to your heart need to be fenced so the deer don't eat them. Tender bulbs like gladiolas and dahlias and tubers like cannas all have to be dug up and stored in a cool, dry place. Machines or motors you won't use until next summer need to have stable run through them. The chimney needs to be brushed out, and all of the indoor plants that you set outside for the summer have to all come in. It's springtime in reverse. The hummingbird's last day in my backyard was September 15th. It'll be 8 months without them, and I'll miss them terribly. I hope their migration to Central America is successful and safe, so they'll come back here next May. The flickers and the sapsuckers are leaving, the only woodpeckers from around here that migrate. Robins are leaving. Warblers have mostly left. The Canada geese are flying south overhead. Fall is when the woods here goes into cross-dressing mode of gaudy and brilliant color. Those of us who live here for the winter start to prepare for the snow and the cold and the dark. Once the leaves drop, we can start seeing a lot farther through the woods. September is a month of change. One September, almost 30 years ago, a friend and I were planning on spending a September weekend at another friend's cabin. His cabin was on an island on a lake, and we drove up from the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. It was a Friday night, and as it often happens in late fall, it was raining. We found the landing, a place to park a vehicle and slide a canoe into the water, and it was pouring rain and dark. Headlamps don't work in the rain or in the snow, because all you see is the rain or the snow reflecting back at you. You don't get to see anything farther ahead. How were we going to find an island? The rain wasn't letting up. It could go on all night, and it did, as it turns out. We could paddle around for hours and not hit the island, even with compasses. Another realization of the Arrowhead of Minnesota, compasses don't always tell the truth due to all the iron ore in the ground. But nevertheless, the intrepid voyagers set out with a loaded canoe in the dark in the pouring rain, tired, hungry, and dreaming of the cozy cabin now. We told ourselves we'd give it an hour. If we didn't hit the island, we'd head back to the landing and sleep in the truck. The batteries in my headlamp were going dead, so I turned it off. Surprise, surprise, surprise. I saw light. Yep. We're talking about a pitch black, inky black night with pouring rain, and over the trees ahead on the other side of the lake, it was like there was a city. But there wasn't a city there. North of the lake is Canada. But I saw light. I told my friend to shut off his headlamp, and he did, and believe it or not, we couldn't believe what we saw. We saw northern lights in the area where the compasses told us was north. Wow! So we headed off to where we thought the island would be, and bam, slammed right into it. After building a fire and draping wet clothes all around the wood stove, life was good. I have never seen northern lights in the rain since that night. But there was light there, and we used it to find the island. September rain can be an exhilarating time in the North Woods. Well, this is Sunny signing off. I can't wait to talk to you again next month. Thank you for listening to Lake County Journal on WTIP. Drive carefully, and don't forget to be grateful.